India bans Pakistani OTT content amid border tensions.
Porters loaded with $200 million.
Yet another startup from the Flipkart factory.
Why isn't Instagram paying creators?
Chennai's loss is Bengaluru and Hyderabad's gain.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. Good evening, Bhavya. Before we get into our top stories, we have some very important developments around the rising Indo-Pak tensions. Just now, the Indian government has directed all OTT platforms, streaming services and social media platforms to immediately pull down any content originating from Pakistan. So, Bhavya, the government clearly leveraging not just its prowess in the battlefield, but also its soft power to get one up over Pakistan.
That's right, Chandra. So that includes web series, films, songs, podcasts, even if they are available via subscription. So the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has cited national security concerns and in fact invoked the IT Rules 2021.
No clarity yet on how platforms will implement this across existing content libraries, but it's expected to impact both mainstream and indie creators who collaborate across borders. We'll be tracking this closely.
All right, moving on to our top stories for the day. And in startup land, it's been a big day for logistics firm Porter. So the company just raised over $200 million from Kedara Capital and Wellington Management, pushing its valuation up to around $1.2 billion.
That's right, Bhavya. This is a significant funding round, but it's important to remember that this $200 million includes primary and a secondary component where existing investors have sold some of their shares. So I think, you know, the primary investment which will go into the company will be in the $70 to $80 million range, and the rest are secondary sale transactions. As part of this, Peak 15 Partners has exited Porter with 10x returns, and we understand that K Capital 2 may have sold some of its shares.
Right. And we also hear that the new funds will go towards expansion as smaller rivals like Swiggy, Genie bow out of the space. We spoke about it on our podcast too. But talking of funding, e-commerce enabler GoQuick is in talks to raise around 20 to 25 million in an internal round led by RTP Global.
That's right, Bhavya. So, you know, the checkout pages that you see on most D2C brands, well, those are powered by GoQuick. And GoQuick has also been on a bit of an acquisition spree, including Shopify app, Return Prime and WhatsApp commerce tool Telefund, now rebranded as Quick Engage. So looking at Porter and GoQuick, looks like investors have appetite for commerce and logistics segment apart from AI.
Next up, it seems like Flipkart's startup factory is back at it. We hear that Ashish Vijayvergiya, the company's VP and chief of staff to the CEO, is planning to launch a new company within the Flipkart group.
Now, if this gives you a sense of deja vu, that's because Flipkart has done this before. With Supermoney, a fintech app started by another senior executive, and of course, PhonePe, which is now a $15 billion behemoth.
Right. So some details on Ashish's new venture. It was initially envisioned as a fantasy gaming platform, but insiders say the idea is still evolving. Likely it'll land somewhere in the content and consumption space.
Flipkart's move to incubate a new startup comes at a time when its CEO Kalyan Krishnamurthy was asked by the Walmart board to cut monthly cash burn in half. But Bhavya, looks like it's interesting times for Flipkart because there's also wide anticipation about their IPO plans. Now, whether that will happen, we'll have to wait and see.
Next up, here's an interesting story for all the Insta Reel lovers and creators out there. So over 120 creators packed into Meta's Mumbai office recently to meet Instagram head Adam Mosseri, who's been on a whirlwind India tour.
And the big question that everyone had,
Why isn't Instagram paying us? Unlike YouTube, Instagram doesn't share ad revenue with creators.
Yes, and Mosseri has said that they've tried bonus programs, but they're still burning more money than they're making from the extra content those incentives generate.
So that's the reason why Instagram isn't sharing their ad revenues with creators like what YouTube does. It's important to know that India is Instagram's biggest user market with over 400 million users. So you can bet this issue will keep surfacing. Also, he may or may not have done a couple of dance reels with creators. Imagine pitching monetization not ready, but hey, let's do the hook step.
Right, that's another story to talk about. But in corporate news today, Wells Fargo is shutting its Chennai Global Capability Center as part of a broader consolidation strategy.
The company is offering employees the option to relocate to Bengaluru or Hyderabad by the end of FY27, but some have already begun job hunting instead, sources say.
Right, so Chennai has been a long-time IT hub, but some firms have expressed concerns over what they call a lack of social infrastructure. So it's definitely a controversial view and one that has sparked plenty of debate on social media.
So for context, India hosts over 1,700 GCCs, employing nearly 2 million people. The move by Wells Fargo comes just as states are lobbying the center for support in Tier 2 GCC policy, including better infra and tax incentives.
Right, so that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and shout out to all our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.